We all know how often we eat dinner watching TV. Well, commentator Bill Harley says, bring back the dinner table.
I recently suggested to an audience that they make sure that they turn off the television when they eat dinner with their families. Culture isn't something that's passed on at the movie theaters or over the television, I said, or even over public radio, but instead, over a meal at the dinner table. It is, more dependably than these other mediums, where an understanding of who we are, where we've been, and where we're going is transmitted. Especially for kids, language is learned at the table. After the performance, a friend of mine who works for a women's infants and children food program suggested I had made an assumption. You made the same mistake I did, she said. You assume that families have tables. I used to remind young mothers to talk to their children when they fed them at the table. Then, I learned a lot of them don't even have tables. Here is the order of furniture purchase, she said. First a couch, then a television, then a VCR, then a stereo system, then more chairs to watch the TV. Most of them don't even know they're supposed to have tables. They weren't raised with them, and they don't necessarily know how to have a dinner conversation. I conjured up a picture of families sitting with plates on their laps, watching a television show. There's no discussion going on, no sharing of family history or of what happened at school or work, no communication passing between family members. Silly me. I somehow assumed that the idea of sitting around a table was genetically encoded. There is something so elemental in a table, so stable, so basic to culture, I figured it was like breathing air to have one. But no, it's learned, and many of us didn't learn it, or find it easier to watch a sitcom than talk to our kin. My friend says she now first asks young mothers if they have a table. If they say no, she tries to find them some money to buy one. She says even with the table, it can be difficult for an untrained mother to know what to say. I remembered reading a couple of years ago that the only constant anyone could find among National Merit Scholars in high school was that they had dinner regularly with their families. And I would like to encourage that. So, I would like to propose a government program that makes sure that families have tables. I know there are some who say if they don't have tables, it's their own damn fault. Well, maybe. But I don't see what we've all gained by perpetuating a group of people who don't know how to talk to each other. I don't know where this funding would come from. I suppose you could argue for literacy programs or welfare, but both of those are pretty strapped. It occurs to me there might be some money in the Department of Homeland Security. I can't think of a better program to preserve, protect, and perpetuate the culture of this country. Tables for All.
Singer, songwriter, and storyteller Bill Harley lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts.